Willie Jackson is in for a kōrero, opposition spokesperson on Māori development and other portfolios. Thanks for joining us on the program again, Willie J. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Kia ora. Well, obviously, it is of concern that we are being spied upon. How does that sit with you?
Oh, they've sort of made us aware of that for the last couple of years. You know, we've received a lot of briefings in that area to be very wary of that. So, blowing up is probably not a huge surprise because when we were in ministers in government, we were always constantly reminded of the sort of influences that were being, particularly China is trying to have, which, and they do have influences, and of course not all, it's not bad or anything. Heck, they are backing some of the Pacific nations, and you're seeing some of the Pacific nations backing them. So, you know, we shouldn't be, so I wouldn't buy into this as, all bad sort of scenario, but we have to be constantly aware of the world's interests and in us and what we're doing. I mean, for a little country, we really, bat above our weight.
Well, it's more straightforward to do than we realise, actually, to hack into different organisations. It's not that I can do it, but there are plenty of people around who can. Well, again, we're seeing layoffs, recession, even people who are caring for those with disabilities can't access the resources they would have normally been available to receive. These, again, super challenging times. Willie, what are you making of the job losses within the public service as a starting point?
This is what we've warned of for the last few months, that you're talking about tax cuts at what expense, you know, and we're looking at this government, and they keep saying they're not going to hit the front line, but, you wouldn't believe them at all. Particularly when you look at some of the things they've done in the last week, the disability attack is incredibly off-putting to people. You know, you've seen these carers on television saying all we want is a bit of respite, and these guys want to change the rules so we can't go and have a bit of respite somewhere, have a rest somewhere from looking after their kids or whoever, looking at whoever they're looking after. They want, a break, a respite, but it's just such an uncaring, insensitive government. You know, they want to change all the rules. They want to see, it's like about, for them, it's about productivity. Are they being productive every second? Are they getting every cent worthwhile? You know, is every cent being spent worthwhile? This sort of nonsense. And so what's happened on the caregivers in the disability section is one of the most heartless things we've seen in recent times, and really come back on this government. It's disgraceful the way their minister initially, what she initially talked about, and it's about tightening the belt here, there, and every bloody way. You know, we're really getting sick of it, whether it's the disability sector, whether it's school lunches, whether it's Māori language, it's about skimping and taking every last cent from every area. And, of course, frontline will be affected, have no doubt about that. No matter what they say, frontline in different areas will be affected. I don't have any doubts about that.
The need to have another look at how the top end of town, to use one of JT's popular expressions, are being taxed, or their abilities to avoid paying tax, as Joe Public are forced to do. Willie J, Labor's re-looking at this. What's some Māori perspectives to the tax regime as a Labor investigator, an alternative way?
Well, the tax system's always been unfair. You know, I've made that clear from the time I think I joined politics back well over 25 years ago now. I came from the Alliance, so we always had a position that the tax system was unfair, so our leader has signalled that we will be looking at that over the next 6 months, and I think that was good news for everyone. And how you shape that is going to be really important, because all the right people paying their enough tax, of course not. You know, that's absolutely undoubtedly been an undoubted fact. So he signalled that with a great speech on Sunday. We were pleased with what he said in that area, but not just that area. He's also talked about not relenting in the Māori area, so that we will continue the work that we did in the previous 6 years. Big commitment from him in that area, and a big commitment in terms of working class people.
And the focus for you, I know we're leading into Easter, but over the next couple of days and into next week?
We're just preparing, we're looking at where the cuts are going to go to next, and we'll, look at our defence in terms of working class people, in terms of Māori, you will see the responses as you do every day from us. You know, we have to respond for every group who are being attacked. You're seeing the disability sector, you're seeing the union side, you're seeing the Māori side. It doesn't matter what area of society we're talking about, this government will attack you and look to make cuts. Media side, you know, we got to have a look at how Māori broadcasting is set up. Are we protected enough? Also mainstream, you know, what are the strategies in regards to, giving some support to our media people. Our job is about defending and supporting people right across the spectrum. Their job is to find out how they can make cuts, how they can reduce spending so that they can look after their rich mates. As you hear every day, they're so obsessed with their tax cuts that they forgot about the average person out there.
Tēnā koe, and Mikey Sherman taking over the TVNZ political editor role. Kōrero mai.
So proud of Mikey. I gave her a bit of a uffy yesterday. She's a young woman who's, a product of Māori broadcasting in many ways, coming through working with us in different areas, Karere, and make contributions to Wātea. Worked on, just worked through the system, worked with me at Media Works, Radio Live and all that. She was over there and then coming to TVNZ, and she's such a wonderful example to Māori broadcasters around the country. I'm really, really, really proud of her. She's also fluent in the reo, so you've got a political editor of Television New Zealand, fluent in the reo, absolutely fluent in both languages, really has a comprehensive, great comprehensive view, overall view of New Zealand politics. I wished her all the best. I've wished her all the best in the last day or two. I'm so proud of her, because this is what we want. This is, if we're part of Māori development, we need to see these younger ones coming through and getting into these positions. You know, we've never had a political editor of a mainstream organisation. You know, we've had some exceptional people in the past that our mate Gary Wilson worked on, you're one of them. We had people like Gary who worked with you, worked with me, worked with the Wenahatawetas. His partner Derek Fox, of course, the most prominent probably Māori broadcaster in our history, wasn't able to get into those positions because they just never had those sort of positions for Māori. Derek Fox couldn't get there, Not Derek's fault either. Wena Harawira couldn't get there. Scotty Morrison, these are top people we've had through the years. The Selwyn Moodoos, I go back Rau Makiha. You know, we've seen so many of them, Dale, and so to see this younger wahine come through to take this top position makes me very proud, and Te Ao Māori Broadcasting should be proud, and Te Ao Māori should be proud.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us. All the best with the mahi going forward, Willie J, and for Easter. Māori ora ki a koe.
Ka pai.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Willie.